Serving in the Church. Solitary Service in Sarajevo by Armin Wilhelm. On Sundays, I sang, prayed, and gave talks by myself. Would other members begin attending meetings too? As a member of the German military, I spent more than half of 1999 in Sarajevo, the capital of Bosnia and Herzegovina. My military assignment came with great challenges and long hours, but I always took time off to attend church in a small chapel used by various denominations in our camp of 750. When I arrived at the chapel one Sunday afternoon, I found the doors locked. I learned that the other members of the church in the camp had been transferred. I was disappointed because I had looked forward to worshiping and partaking of the sacrament. Before coming to Sarajevo, I had been busy serving as a branch president in Germany and was able to partake of the sacrament regularly. Several weeks later, I was assigned to accompany my general on a visit to an American division. During lunch, an American captain who had seen me talking to other soldiers asked if I was a member of the church. After I told him I was, he gave my name and contact information to the senior group leader of the church there. Soon, a brother Fisher contacted me. Following an interview, he set me apart as the group leader of the church in Sarajevo with the assignment to set up a group. A group is a church unit in military installations similar to a branch. I began posting meeting times on bulletin boards and sending out invitations, hoping to find other Latter-day Saints in military barracks in Sarajevo. For the first few weeks, no one else attended, so on Sundays I sang, prayed, and gave talks by myself. Following church guidelines for leaders and members in the military, I was able to bless and partake of the sacrament without a second priesthood holder. This brought me great joy. I held my solitary meetings in English so I could improve my English language skills. The first talk I gave was about Joseph Smith. No one visible was in the room, but I sensed the presence of others. The Holy Ghost strengthened me and revealed to me how important it was for the work of the Lord to begin anew in this place. A few weeks after I held my first Sunday meeting, a young American soldier entered the chapel. She had been baptized only a few months before. I was so happy. 2 weeks later, another sister arrived. Then two brothers came. With the help of the Lord, the church began growing in Sarajevo. Now the church has a branch in Sarajevo. As I remember my time there, I reflect on the honor the Lord gave me to serve in a special way, to be a little cog in His work, and to know that out of small things proceedeth that which is great. Doctrine and Covenants, section 64, verse 33. The author lives in Rhineland, Palatinate, Germany. End of the article, Solitary Service in Sarajevo, by Armin Wilhelm, read by Terrell Williams.